Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 23rd of October, and I'm recording at 9:32 p.m., and yes, it's still British summertime. I think another day to go in terms of market activity that way. Okay, let's start with the stock markets here today. The Asian Pacific section was the most mixed, and Japan down a third of a percentage point, same for Hong Kong. But the China A shares, are they slipping? Well, down just over 1% here today, and let's see, where do we get the gains? Also, South Korea was also down, but then all the others were a little bit higher. India up for yet another day in here, although its pace is slowing. It's up only a quarter of a percentage point on those indices. Moderate gains here for Thailand, Indonesia is really quite steady here overall, but up over half a percent today. New Zealand also firmer. The European stock markets closed well. Number of gains above 1%, including Sweden, Germany, the Euro Stocks 50 index, the CAC 40, that's France, and I'll bet we saw the same for, bring it up, KFX. We'll look at Denmark, which has really been the outstanding performer for the most part, and a good gain in here today is for Denmark as well. Okay, and in the U.S., we had a strong day here today. Gains repaired in the last hour of trading, but the Dow up 1.32%, the S&P up 1.23%, the NASDAQ 100 up 1.6%. They gave up about a third of the day's gains, as I say, in the last hour of trading. The short-term indicators are overbought, as I mentioned also yesterday. I think that inevitably there's going to be some nervousness and resistance up here near the highs. But when I logged on to my Spreadbet account, IG Index, what I noticed was that they sometimes have a little information sign, and they had their showing for Wall Street was that of all the traders using the site, that 52% were short, relative to those that were long, 48% long. So that surprised me a little bit, and of course that's only representing that Spreadbet firm, but there are apparently still some shorts in there, and no doubt maybe a little bit more covering in here today. Now, just to round out here, Canada, good gain, up just about 1.25%. Brazil, sadly, hammered here, 3.24%, and it really does look like the Rousseff government's going to be reelected here. The market will not like that at all. So, but what about what about Wall Street's performance here overall? Now, clearly, we lost some uptrend consistency, breaking below the 200-day moving averages, although that did not last very long. We also saw some somewhat bigger pullback for the various indices. More importantly, perhaps, we also saw breaks in the progression of rising lows that we had seen for well over a year. And those inconsistencies are all little warnings, but clearly also the move to the downside, although it was sharp and dramatic, did not shake out enough of the investors here to really cap a lower ceiling on this market. And against there's been some favorable news, and those three black swan factors that I'd been talking about in Russia and Ebola and also the ISIL situation, that's all quieted down in here for a while, and the market takes a very short-term view on these developments. I hope they remain quiet, and I suspect Ebola will. That's helped Wall Street to bounce back in here, but it is pricey overall, and the churning that we've seen, well, that's more of a reversal characteristic than a continuation characteristic. So I take a cautious view on this, it's a number of other people, I'm a little annoyed that I didn't invest some of my dividend capital that's been building in my main accounts during the biggest extent of the actual sell-off. And the reason I didn't do that, and I've done that on other reactions, but the reason I didn't was one, the break of consistency characteristics that I mentioned above, but also that leverage factor. Now, that leverage is not a short-term timing indicator. It's a lead indicator, actually. But that does still concern me. I don't think it's a massive 2008 type of concern. But I've been saying, and we'll continue to believe, that we're going to see a somewhat more choppy environment here, and that would hardly be surprising thing given the ending of QE and other factors that I've discussed that are going to unsettle investors a little bit. But you've heard me say this before, the most important fundamental indicator, as far as I'm concerned, and I've said this for decades, has been monetary policy, and that U.S. monetary policy is very, very accommodative, despite the ending of QE later this month. I mean, when have you had, for instance, a 5.5-year bull market, and interest rates just a fraction above zero? It's unheard of. Okay, what else is going on here today? The U.S. government bond yields up to 2.2748. At some stage, I think we really will get a significant move to the upside, but I don't think it's imminent. Not with all the deflation talk that we're actually hearing, the Europe problems. Slow growth generally around the globe, the weak commodity sector, and so on. That's helping to keep the inflation pressure that the governments report, at any rate, really quite low. Okay, the dollar firm again here today, 85 on the dollar index, 85.86, up another for another day. And let's see, among other currencies that I can pick up, again, the Indian rupees really very steady, hardly changed at all against the dollar throughout the dollar's rally that we've seen in recent months. The Chinese renminbi, again, very strong, even stronger than the US dollar during that period. And the Euro has not come down as much as probably the ECB would like to see. It's currently at 1.2647 against the greenback. Sterling hovering just a little above that 160 level, 1.60. Now, Also worthy of mentioning, let's see, the Australian dollar is picking up against the New Zealand dollar. The Australian dollar fell down to its lowest level in a good many years against the Kiwi, but is firming up and looks to me as if it can rally a bit further. But we seldom get huge moves in these currency markets unless there's some sort of catastrophe of governance taking place, and that's certainly not the case in any of these markets that I've just mentioned. Yen's a little bit weaker in here, though, 108.28. That won't hurt Japan tomorrow, would be my guess. Now, in the commodity sector, here, well, it's mostly softer, not all the metals. I mean, copper is firmer in here today, back to 303.35, but still a little too close to the lower side of that range overall. Palladium up $3. Silver, which was lower earlier in the day, but it's down trading here after hours. It's down 3 cents. It's at $17.20, so still within that range for the last month or more. And gold was lower, down currently $9.50, back to $1,231 and change. And I missed platinum. Platinum was soft in here, down 14 at 1257, but still above the lows. All of these are above the lows that we had seen earlier in the month. Okay, and soybeans strong here today. I think this is this wet harvest. I didn't check the news on it, but corn and wheat are also higher here today. It's a bit of a shame because you had fantastic growing conditions, record crops, and it's been too wet. They're having trouble getting it out of the ground, and that wet weather doesn't help the exposed crop either. Anything else of note? Did I mention crude oil? No, I didn't. Firmer in here today. Now you remember, of course, we had that big fall with the Brent coming down from above that 115 level and getting all the way down close to the $80 level. It's currently at 86.81, and that's up $2.10 here today. And the WTI at 81.95, that's up $1.43. I think I said it yesterday and perhaps earlier, but I think the lows are in on crude oil for at least a while, given that long, steady decline that ended in an acceleration that's fairly classical ending characteristics. And the oil shares, which were hammered during that decline, are rallying quite sharply, along actually outperforming off the lows, outperforming many other sectors as well. So there are obviously some shorts in that market that are being covered. And that's pretty much it here today. So all the very best to all of you.